糊糊啦。
But they were very unclear.
硬心照，让人迷迷糊糊。
Because their hearts were hard.
我在想哦，我们弟兄姐妹有时候我们啊，人跟人之间相处，我们要有时候要自己检讨自己一下。
So sometimes we have to reflect on ourselves in our relationship with others.
你是一种 appreciate 的态度呢，还是常常很 fussy？ 就是你常常是用一种很感恩的态度，还是常常是一种你总是不够好的那种态度、哦、
？Do we have an attitude of appreciation or fuzziness？
我觉得以色列人世人当中，他们就是没有一种感恩的一个态度、啊。
For the Israelites in these 40 years, they did not have a heart of attitude.
神给他们玛拿，他们不感恩还要更多一点哦。
When God gave them manna, they did not. They felt that it was not enough.
神给他们这么多一堆东西，他们觉得不够，还要再更多一点呢、啊。
When God gave them so much, they did not feel that it was enough. They wanted.
他们没有想到，原来他们在旷野，不是在一个生活很方便的地方哎。
They have to realize that they are in a wilderness, not in a convenient place.
所以。你当一个人、哦、基本心态不是一种感恩的态度、哦、有时候不晓得怎么把他叫回头。
So if a person's heart is not of a gratitude, then it's very difficult to wake them up.
你会不会觉得有些人、哦、让你的感觉就是全天下的人都欠他一样
？So for some people, it may feel like everyone in this world owes them something.
你不论做什么，他就是不爽啊。但就是你就是做不够好。
No matter what we do to them, it seems that it's not enough for them.
我觉得以色列百姓就是这样的一个态度、啊。
And I think the Israelites, that's the kind of attitude they had.
所以硬心啊，让他们迷迷糊糊，神怎么做他们都觉得不够好。
That their hearts were hard, that no matter what God did, they did not feel that.
所以今天我们自己也要小心啊、哦、
So we today have to be careful.
所以这边提到说我们要天天彼此相劝。
So here it says.On daily, we have to encourage one another.
我们来读十二节
，verse 12
到十四节
，to verse 14。
第三章十二节到十四节
，chapter 3 verse 12 to 14。
三章十二节到十四节
，chapter 3 verse 12 to 14。
来，我们慧玲，请你读。王慧玲，慧玲姐。
14 15
所以我们不要再硬着心了、哦、
So let's not no longer harden our hearts.
那怎么样不要再硬着心呢？
So how do we not harden our hearts?
这边说要天天彼此相劝。
It says exhort each other daily.
不要再被罪迷惑了。
No longer be harden through the
deceitfulness. 趁着还有今天的机会啊。
While there is today.
不要存着不信的恶心呢。
Do not have a heart of unbelief.
所以要有一个改变、哦、
So we need to have a change.
你当初是怎么信的？
How did you come to believe?
你当初对神的信心多么单纯？
What was your innocent faith like in the
beginning? 你要把它坚持到底啊。
You have to endure to the end.
免得离弃了、哦、
So that you do not fall away.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们、哦、要常常聚会。
So, brother and sister, we must
常常彼此相劝。
We must always come to service and encourage one another.
因为、哦、你聚会，神的话语、哦、会提醒你呢。
Because when you come to service, the word of God will remind you.
祷告呢，那圣灵会感化你啊。
And when you pray, the word of God will change you.
我们来参考第十章，希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
24节
24 and 25.
希伯来书第十章二十四节、二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 and 25.
二十四节、二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25.
杨福美。所以我们为了不让我们硬心、哦、我们要常常不要停止聚会。
So in order for our hearts to not grow hard, we must always come to service.
这样子在一起有一个互动，我们就可以彼此勉励，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And that way we have an opportunity to fellowship with each other.
你停止聚会、哦、到时候会习惯的。
If we stop coming to service, then it'll become a habit.
那个感动不见了。
Then the movement in your heart will disappear.
尤其我们这边年纪比较大，有时候真的你想聚会，有时候身体都不容许，都没有办法了。
And especially for some of us, we are older, so if we want to come to service, we may find it inconvenient.
所以当我们还可以动的时候，
So while we can still move,
你不要停止聚会。
Do not stop coming to service.
真的，有时候我们晚间聚会，或者是网络上的聚会，人很少。
And sometimes in our evening service or online service, we don't have too many people.
这个，我们要想想看自己被神感动的时间到底，听神的时间，一个礼拜当中到底有几个小时。
So we must think about how many hours we have in a week to listen to the Word of God.
或者真的我们心会越来越硬哦，越来越属世哦。
Oh, if not, then our hearts will grow hard and more secular.
感谢主，我们大家都来参加讲习会，这也是一个很好的机会，让我们心软下来。
But thank God, all of us have chosen to come to this seminar so that our hearts can grow soft.
我记得你们不晓得有没有听过一个姐妹，神训班的一个姐妹，她这样做见证。
I remember if there's a sister that made this testimony.
她说有一次，她参加成人神训班的那个到礼拜六的时候，参加一个礼拜的啊。
She said that after a week of attending this seminar,
有一天早上起来，她觉得她的那个好像有一只大手一直在搓揉她的心脏。
She felt that there was a hand that was, massaging her heart.
她甚至觉得有点难过，都要用手捂住她的心。
And she was sad that she wanted to hold her heart with her hand.
后来她到底想怎么回事啊
？And then she thought, what is happening?
她就想，其实哈，真的神要让她心软一点。
She realized that God wants her heart to be softer.
她说她以前在台湾其实不是这么一个，不是一个这么样 tough， 用 tough 哦，就是不是这么样那个硬的女人呐、啊、哦。
She said that when she was in Taiwan, she wasn't such a tough woman.
但是呢，来到国外哦，她是一个职业妇女，她要 learn to be tough， 要学着做一个很刚强的人。
But when she came to America, she learned to be tough.
就是什么都要 fight， 你要有一种 fighting spirit。你要有一种征战的精神、啊、
And she needed to have a fighting spirit.
这样在工作上才不会被欺负啊。
Then she would not be bullied at work.
那久了之后呢，她会觉得她的心变得很硬啊，没有什么 mercy， 什么都要讲 just， 要公平，要 fair， 什么爱不爱的，反正公平就对了，什么爱不爱。
And after some time, her heart became hardened. All she wanted to talk about was just and not about love.
所以她那次参加讲习会，就是她的学习到，就是说。真的，神就是要让他心要柔软下来啊。
So in that seminar, she learned that God wants her heart to be softer.
那弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得心很硬哦
？So brothers and sisters, do you feel that your heart is hard?
真的有时候没有祷告深入，圣灵像水一样，那个心田地啊，那个干硬的田地呢，水滋润了，它就会软化下来。
And if we spend long time in prayer, our hearts will be nourished by like water and be softer.
你什么时候除草是最容易的呢？你们家院子有草，什么时候拔草最容易
？When is the easiest time to take out weeds from your garden？
就是下过雨之后了。
It is after it rains。
你拔草一点都不费力啊。
Then it will be effortless to take out the weeds。
那我们来参加讲习会，来聚会，我们祷告，那个圣灵大大从我们心软化下来的时候。
So after coming to seminar and we pray so much, when our heart is softer。
我们要把那个不好的观念、不好的习惯。不好的东西把它拔掉。
Then we have to take out all the bad habits and things in our hearts.
你有没有觉得有一件事情，就是你的缺点从你懂事开始跟着你直到如今
？Do you know if there's one weakness that you have ever since you were young until now？
我自己觉得，我自己有这种感觉，我生命当中有一个地方哦，有时候你会觉得你不想要去 touch 它，因为你一 touch 它你就很难过。可是呢，这个就是神要让你改的地方。所以有时候我们要去面对那个自己心中认为最难受的事情哦，我们要利用这种聚会的时间，好好的去面对它，去处理它。心软的时候呢，要把不好的东西把它拔掉。
So there's always a place in the heart that we're afraid to go to, because we're afraid of it. So, but in this seminar, when our hearts are soft, we have to make this opportunity to take them out.
You gotta face it, deal with it. 你不可以一天到晚就是啊，这是我这一辈子的，反正我就是这样的人呐、啊。我这个缺点是因为我成长的环境啦、啊，我个性啦、啊，哦，反正我就是这样的人了、啊，所以你就不想要去面对它。
We cannot make ourselves the excuse that we were born with it and this is how we are, but we have to face it.
啊，这个 所以那一块，那一块我们自己知道的那一块地方啊，那一块在秘密的地方啊。
So that secret part of us that no one knows.
我们要去让它呈现在主耶稣面前。
We have to reveal it to the Lord Jesus.
不要再硬心了，要听话。
And no longer harden our hearts, but to listen.
我们要彼此相劝，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And to encourage one another and have fellowship and love one another.
那我们这样才可以得安息啊。Next slide.
Then we can have rest.
Next slide. 那我们来先来看哦，我们先来看第三啊第四章。
So let's look at chapter 4.
我们来先来读十一节哈。
Verse 11.
十一节。
11.
第四章十一节
Chapter 4 verse 11
赠予 Oh Sam Oh yeah you are over there You are too far 孝全兄唐孝全我们要听主耶稣的话，不要像以色列百姓不听摩西的话。
So we have to listen to the word of Jesus and not like the Israelites that they
did not listen to the word of Moses. 他们因为不听话，就不能享受安息，没有办法进入迦南地。
Because they did not listen, that they were not able to enter the promised land.
但是我们呢，如今呢，一定要要竭力进入那个安息
But we must be diligent to enter into that rest.
那我们就想，为什么以色列人他们一直就是没有办法进安息呢？
But why were the Israelites not able to enter into that rest?
除了硬心之外，他又提到几个理由
Apart from having a hard heart, he also lists us a few reasons.
孝贤兄，请你继续读四章一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第一个观念，他告诉我们说，你要畏惧。
So the first concept it tells us is that we must fear.
就是哦，圣经上讲说，你不要自以为站立得稳呐，因为自以为站立得稳的人呢，常常会跌倒。
The Bible teaches that do not think for yourself that we are able to stand on our own.
所以圣经又讲说，你要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
So the Bible tells us that we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
那个怎么样让你自己觉得说不要那么complacent， 不要那么。反正我已经信了就是这样那你就不在乎就慢慢就退后路沉沦
So we should not be complacent where we think we are okay and we don't care anymore, then we will fall.
他说这里说呢，要免得我们中间或有人似乎赶不上了。你在经过天国路当中呢，你太 complacent， 你在太舒适了，太放心了，你就。不计前进那你到最后就赶不上了。
So here it tells us that if we are too complacent and we don't care anymore, then we will eventually fall short of it.
所以我们要常常警醒
So we must always be aware.
那看看自己现在的灵性到底到哪个地步，我是进步还是退步了
？And look at our spirituality and see if we are growing or declining.
请问你你觉得每一年你来神训班，每一年你都有在进步吗？
So do you think you have been growing every year since you've been coming to NATS?
我们要想一想
We have to reflect about it.
亚伯拉罕的信心有时候上有时候下。
Abraham's faith went up and down.
但是你取平均值，他都是在成长的。
But on average, he's always growing.
那我们呢
？But what about us?
我们今年是不是有比去年更好呢
？Are we better than who we are last year?
你要想，你要有个惧怕的心呢。
We have to think about it and have a heart of trembling.
200万人200万人当中呢，除了利未之外，除了利未人以外，只有两个人进到迦南地区。
Among 2 million people, apart from the tribe of Levi, only 2 people went into the land of Canaan.
12个支派应该说是三吧，只有一个支派进去。
And among
就是原来的人呐，原来的人呐。
And among 13 tribes, only 1 tribe was able to enter into the Land of Canaan.
就是立位支派嘛，就是原来的人呐、原来的200万人。
And it was the tribe of Levi.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要想看，今天你看真耶稣教会，我们 register 我们那个在籍人数在美国要将近4000人。
So register in America, We have 4,000 registered
members.
About 4,000. More than 4,000.
但是 active 真正有来聚会的大概2600个。
But in terms of active members, we have about 2,200.
大概1,000，另外1,000多个人哪里去了？
Where are the other 1,000 members
going? 你要看看你旁边，有时候你会觉得害怕。
So when we look around us, we may fear.
甚至有时候会痛心呢。
And sometimes even hurt in a heart.
小弟从神学院毕业没有多久，都跟青年神学班在一起。
After I graduated from TTP, I spent some time with the youth.
直到如今，几乎每一年都有去帮忙。
Until this year, I've been helping every year.
我们实在是很多同工花了很多的心血在这个班级里面。
And a lot of our coworkers spent a lot of time in this class.
但是你看他们慢慢长大。
But as they grow,
很多人在那个神学班考试都考很好的。
Many of them do well on their test.
有的人进华尔街就沉进去了，就不见了，就在教会看不到人了。
And some people go into the Wall Street and we can no longer see them in church.
有的人在网络上公开声明，我现在是无神论者了。
Or some of them proclaim on the internet that they are atheists.
有的人在网络上告诉这个所有的弟兄姐妹，为什么我现在已经不再上真耶稣教会。
And they go online and tell people why do they no longer come to True Jesus Church.
你知道真的呢，这个一起刚开始跑的人很多，到时候一个就掉队了。
So at first there was a lot of people in this race of faith, but eventually one by one they fall away.
每次我看到那些传道工人能够把工作 做到最后，我真的很感谢。我好希望我跟他们一样。
So I'm very moved by all the workers who can work to the end, and I want to be like them.
真的，我常常担心我自己这条路没有办法做完。
And I always worry that I cannot finish this the race that I have begun.
因为那些人我看到的其实都比我更好啊，如果所以有时候你会害怕。
Because all the people that I see, they're all better than me, so sometimes I'm afraid.
所以我自己发明一个理论，不想你同不同意啊。
So I invented a theory for myself.
不想你同不同意啊。
And I don't know if you agree.
我觉得哦，工人得救的比例是三分之一，一般的信徒得救的比例是一半。
That the ratio of workers who are saved is 1/3, and the members who are saved is half.
就是三个工人当中有两个可能会得救，那个两个工人两个信徒当中可能有一个会得救了。
Meaning among three workers, two of them will be saved, and among two members, one of them will be saved.
那我是有一点点根据的，但是这个不是绝对的，是个人的想法而已哦。
So I have a little bit of reference, but it's just my own opinion.
你看那个马太福音在讲说，田里面两个人娶一个留一个，磨磨的有两个女人留一个娶一个，是不是？都是一个一个，对不对？留一个娶一个。
Because in the book of Matthew it says that two people are in the field, one will be taken, and two people are in the house, but one will be taken.
所以哦，小心哦，这里一半哦。
So be careful because it will be half of us.
一半不见了。
And the other half will be gone.
哦，那一半没有来那一半啊。
Or the other half that did not come.
我的意思说，每个人都有个害怕 ，fear， 你要。
So all of us have to fear.
怕自己赶不上了。
Fear that we will come.
你有那个态度啊。
Fear that we will come short of it.
这个这样子我们就比较会求进步了。
Then we will want to pursue to become better.
再来就是他们真的没有信心哦。
And second is that they did not have faith.
四章二节。
Chapter 4 verse 2.
四章二节。
Chapter 4 verse 2.
宋立强。我们听了道理，用信心去把它做出来。虽然你觉得不可思议啊，怎么可能是这样子
？So when we hear the gospel, we must use faith to do it.
那你做做看哦。
So just try and do it.
你就会觉得说，哎，原来神的应许是真的。
Then you'll realize that God's promise is true.
真的有时候人间的头脑你想不清楚，这怎么会这样呢
？By our human minds, we may not understand it.
明明你有十块钱，神说一块钱属于他的，你赚十块钱，你丢出去的，你就剩下九块啊，数学就是这样啊。
Because according to math, if you have $10 and you offer $1, then you have $9.
那个奉献一块钱没有什么，如果你有一百万呢
？But what if you have 100,000?
一百万
？One million.
那你要奉献十万呢
？Then you have to offer 100,000.
谁做得到？请举手来。
How many of us can make this offering?
十万块啊。这个很多人做不到啊。
Not many people can do this.
那这个是。但是，哦，当一个人真的去做的时候
，But when a person truly does this，
真的他会看到神在其他地方的保守。
Then God then they will see how God preserves them in other areas.
真的，你就会开始生出信心来啦。
Then you will have faith.
所以我们要对神的应许啊，对神的话，我们求主耶稣帮助我们的不信呢。
So、
英文讲 help my unbelief 哦，求主耶稣帮助我们的不信呢。
So we must ask the Lord to help our unbelief.
我们现在工人很少，传道的工人很少。
Because right now we have very little on full-time workers.
最近听到一句话，他说我们哦怎么样增加教会传道工人呢？很简单，你把薪水调涨百分之百，就很多人会进来了。
So, recently they say, how do we increase the number of workers? Just increase the salary by 100%.
100%, 不错。
So that will be pretty good.
很多人踏不出来，我觉得不是钱的问题，是心的问题。
So I think a lot of people are not able to come out because of their hearts.
有时候，大概是我比较傻傻的，以前我真的不敢想太多，想太多我真的这条路走不出来。
When I first began, I dare not think too much or else I would not walk at this ministry.
神的道路有时候反正该做的就做，如果你再去分析比较什么的，我不晓得怎么办，谈一谈我的软弱吧。
So when the Bible says to go and do it, then just do it, don't think too much or analyze it too much.
你知道我献身是因为我妈妈喜悦嘛，
know that I came out as a full-time worker because my mom made a vow.
那我拿到绿卡的时候，是我在一家大药厂上班的时候。
And when I got my green card, that's when I was working in a pharmaceutical company.
那我知道我拿到绿卡就马上要报名献身，因为这是约定。
And I know that when I got my green card, that's when I have to offer myself because that's my promise with God.
但是心里很舍不得这份收入。
But in my heart, I was unwilling to give up this salary.
那个时候我爸爸说是我一辈子当中赚钱最多的时候啊。
Because that's when I made the most money in my life.
那这个就把它丢掉了。
Then I have to give that up.
所以自己有点点舍不得啊。
So I felt a little sad about it.
所以我报名，我跟总会的，我在履历，我跟总会这样讲啊。
So I told the GA this.
他说哦。你们录取我，我很感谢神；你们不录取我，我更感谢神
了。I said that if you accept me, then I thank God. If you do not accept me, I thank God even more.
那一个总会工人，他就看到我这样子犹豫不决，他就问我说：“从一到十，你真的想要当传道？十最高，一最少，你是几分啊？”
Then the GA worker asked me, from 1 to 10, how willing are you? Do you want to be a minister?
我大概在那边停止了大概几秒钟，我在想，我到底真的想要当传道是几分呢？
Then I paused and think about, really, how much do I want to be a pastor?
我在跟他讲四分。
Then I said 4 out of 10.
想不到四分他们也接受，我怎么办？
But I couldn't believe that they accepted 4 out of 10.
我当时的心就是觉得人间这个动作也很好啦。
At the time, in my heart, I felt that the work in this world is really good.
我那时候还不知道自己被有没有录取，我坐在办公室里面就在算说。万一我被录取了，我那个最小的孩子要上 Montessori 吗？我的大女儿上 Montessori， 小儿子有办法上 Montessori 吗
？And at the time, when before I got accepted, I was calculating if I could send my kids to Montessori.
啊，如果录取了，女儿是不是要从 Montessori 退出来呢
？And if I were to get in, then I have to withdraw my daughter from this school.
心里真的很挣扎，真的信心不够了。
And my heart, there was struggle because I did not have enough faith.
所以这条路的信心其实有一点点被主耶稣把我推出去的，因为就是有那个约定在。
So for this ministry, the Lord Jesus pushed me into it because we had a vow.
但是一走出去哦，就发现到神就给你开路嘞。
And once you go out, then you will realize that God opens the path.
我常常想我自己的一生哦，如果我在社会上混是什么样的日子。
So I sometimes think about what my life would be like if I had continued in this world.
我现在在教会混，不应该讲混。我在教会工作又是什么样的日子
？Then what will my ministry be like in the church？
我会觉得真的，主耶稣没有亏待人呢。
Then I realize that God does not disappoint
man。当然，主耶稣给每个人带的路都不一样，但是我知道他不会亏待人呢。
God gives to everyone different amount, but He does not disappoint us。
所以有时候你踏得出去，踏不出去，那个就是信心哦。
And whether or not you can step out, that is your faith。
信心不足，有时候主耶稣帮我们推一下，你就体会到哦，原来神的恩典是满路径的。
And if you do not have enough faith, then the Lord will push you, and you will realize that His grace is sufficient。
所以真的要祷告，求主耶稣帮助我们的不信。
So we must ask the Lord to help our unbelief。
恩典实在太多了。
And there is too much grace.
这是我们太小心了。
It's just that we do not have enough faith.
那我们怎么样让自己能够就是进入安息呢？除了他还提到一个东西哈。
So how else do we enter into that rest?
就是我们要加强祷告啊。
It's that we must
才能够进入那个安息啊。
It's that we must pray more in order to enter into that rest.
我们看四章的十四节到十六节。
Let's look at chapter 4 verse 14 to 16.
四章的十四节到十六节
Chapter 4 verse 14 to 16、
这个我们早祷会讲过了、
And we have talked about this in our prayer session
但是重点就是、我们要懂得到施恩座前来
But the main point is that we have to come boldly to the throne of grace、
很多工人、他们只有在教会祷告
A lot of workers they only pray in church
在家里没有祷告
And they don't pray at home
那一个人如果没有祷告，他怎么能够持守信仰一辈子呢？很难呐。
And a person does not pray, how can they endure this faith to the end?
所以我们常常说这个信仰的路哦，是祷告的路。
So we say that this journey of faith is a journey is
做工的路也是祷告的路啊。
And servitude is also a life of prayer.
所以我在神学院的时候，有人跟我们这样说，他说讲台不只是站的啊，你要站讲台，你要常常跪在神面前。
They say that in order to stand on the pulpit, you must kneel before God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要常常祷告，才有办法，真的比较被保守，进到神的国里面去啊。
So we must pray often in order to be preserved to enter to a kingdom of God.
这个是我们看到为什么他们没有办法进安息。
So these are some of the reasons why the people were not able to enter the rest.
好，那这是第三章、第四章。
So this is chapter 3 and 4.
大家有没有什么问题?
Does anyone have any question?
我们还有十分钟，我们来看五六七。
So we have 10 more minutes, so let's look at chapter 5, 6, and 7.
Next slide. 那五六七呢，在谈到这个更美的大祭司。
So in 5, 6, and 7 talks about a better high priest.
他大概谈几点呢?
And it talks about a few points.
大祭司的一个职分是什么?
The stewardship of a high priest.
那这个耶稣成为大祭司,他是一个什么样成为一个大祭司的?
And Jesus became the high priest.
是照着麦基洗德的等次。
After the order of Melchizedek.
那是有两件永不改变的事情。被立作大祭司的
and two unchangeable things to set up this high priest
因为耶稣是大祭司所以我们就有更美的盼望
because the Lord Jesus is the high priest we can have a better hope
这基本上是五六七在跟我们教导的
this is what in chapter 5, 6 and 7 teach us
我们来看大祭司的职分 next slide
so let's look at the stewardship of a high priest
大祭司职分是怎么回事呢
what is the stewardship of a high priest
首先他告诉我们他是一个尊荣的职分
first it tells us that it'sHonorable stewardship.
我们来看希伯来书的第五章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
五章四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
公姐妹，请你读。所以这边提到大祭司的尊荣，所以这个职分本身是尊荣的。
So here it says the honor. So this stewardship is honorable.
你看呢，为了显示这个亚伦职分的尊荣啊，神特别给这个亚伦做一个很漂亮的祭司袍啊。
So in order to show the how honorable high priest is, God had especially made for Aaron a robe.
那到新约时代呢，我们要承认职分本身是尊贵的。
So in the New Testament, we have to confess that the stewardship is honorable.
因为它是神所设立的。
Because it was ordained by God.
神要用职分来工作。
And God ordained this person to serve.
你看，你会觉得以利眼睛昏花啊，以利这个人好像眼睛昏花，看不清楚。
And for Eli, whose eyes was very dim, he could not see.
但是他有大祭司的职分呢。
But because he was the high priest.
所以他嘴巴祝福那个哈拿的话，你平平安安回去吧，愿神照你所求的给你呀。哈拿平安回去就生孩子了。
So when he blesses Hannah, saying that may the Lord grant you what you pray for, then when Hannah went home, she conceived.
所以虽然他这个人可能是眼睛昏花，就是好像这个人本身不是那么刚强。
And even though it seems that he as a person was not very strong,
但是呢，他的职分，神借着他的职分来祝福啊。
But God, because of his stewardship, God blessed through him.
你还知道那个把耶稣钉十字架那个大祭司叫亚啊啊叫叫应该叫亚拿尼亚是吧？有个大祭司啊。
And there was a high priest, that ordained Jesus to death.
那他神也借着他的话跟他讲说，一人呐、啊、替众人死，众人可以得平安呐、啊。这个神借着他大祭司的职分呢，说出这样的一个道理出来啊。
And God through this high priest said that through one man, all shall be saved.
圣经上特别讲，因为他是当祭司的啊，所以神用他的职分说话。
And the Bible especially said that because he was a high priest, that God spoke through him.
所以今天我们有职分的人呢，我们要敬重这样的一个职分。
So for those of us who have a stewardship, we have to honor this stewardship.
我们来看哥林多前书四章七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
对不起，哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
我们先读第一节，先读第一节，再读第七节。
Let's read verse 1, then 7.
这个叫张秋姐妹是不是？还没找到，那隔壁的放一下嘛，淑珍姐妹。我们蒙神的怜悯，有时候主耶稣会托付我们工作，给我们一个职分。
So by God's mercy, we receive this ministry.
但是不要上胆哦。
But do not lose heart.
第七节
，seven，
请继续读。宝贝就是职分呢。
So this treasure is this ministry.
瓦器就是我们。
And the vessel is us.
我们人很软弱。
We are weak.
职分很尊贵。
But the stewardship is
important. 神要借着职分来显出莫大的能力。
But God's power will be manifested through this treasure.
我们所做的是出于神，不是出于我们呢。
So what we do is out from God, not from us.
那这个职分呢，是没有人可以自取的。
And no one can take away this ministry.
我们再回来希伯来书哦。
Let's turn back to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章的第四节说，这大祭司的尊荣没有人可以自取，唯要蒙神所召。
Verse 4, no one takes his honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was.
那今天哦，我们在座的弟兄姐妹啊，有一天如果教会要让你当执事啊，
If any of the brothers and sisters here, if the church ordains you as a deacon,
你不要上胆的。
Then do not lose heart.
这个东西哦，这个职分的东西哦，是这个执事本身的原文就是仆人。
Because the original word for deacon is a servant.
神让你来当众人的仆人，你愿意吗
？God calls you to be a servant to the congregation. Will you be willing?
最近这个真的听到说有人要被立当执事，他睡不着觉嘞，很害怕。
I heard that a member was about is going to be ordained as a deacon, and they could not sleep.
因为一直觉得自己好像不够好。
Because they feel that they are not good enough.
有这样的心态反而好了哈。
So it's good to have this kind of heart.
但是我们要记得刚刚那个圣经跟我们讲说不要上胆。
But the Bible tells us to not lose heart.
你要知道这个东西不是我们自己争起来的。
We have to know that this does not come from men.
教会所有的职分哦，争取到最后都是不好的。
And all the ministries in church, it is not. We do not try to get it for ourselves.
你看可拉想要取这个职分呢。
Just like how Korah wanted this stewardship for himself.
到最后那个地分开，地分开，把那个可拉一党的人统统吞下去了。
And in the end, the earth opened and swallowed Korah and his people.
这是一个故事来让我们得学习的。
So this story was to teach us.
那所以我们要不要去争取了。
So we do not fight for this ministry.
因为我们在神学院呢，有时候会听到一些故事。
Because in theological training, we hear stories.
但为了教导我们，有时候一些故事是负面的。
And in order to teach us, some of these stories are negative.
那有时候在弟兄姐妹面前讲，有时候也不太好意思这样子。
And sometimes it's we don't share it with our brothers and sisters.
但这个故事对我来讲有一个很大的警戒效果，所以我在这边跟大家分享。
But this story had taught me a great lesson, so I will share.
就是职分这种东西哈，你不要去争了。
That is, we do not fight to get the stewardship.
他说在台湾有一个事情。
And there was an incident in Taiwan.
有一次啊，那个就是 有一个人呢没有被分派到某一个工作，一个重要的工作。
There was a member who was not assigned as a very important holy work.
那其他周围的人呢就替他抱不平啊。
Then the people around him started to fight for him.
觉得你怎么这个人你不给他做这个工作呢？
And they said, how come you do not give him this holy work?
后来就跑到总会去吵。
And then they went to the IA to complain.
我听那个长老这样讲，他说呢，因为乡下人嘛，很会骂脏话。
And because they are from the villages, then the elders said that they said very bad words.
他们用 foul language 嘛，
They use foul language.
那人家总会在开会的时候，他就冲进去，他说：“你们总会负责人怎么这样？这个人这么好，你们怎么这样这样那样？”然后就开始指责人，然后开始骂脏话这样。
And while the IA members were having a meeting, they would rush in and say foul languages and say, why did you not assign this person?
讲完之后就倒下去了嘞。
And after they said these things, he fell.
被抬出去了。
And he was carried out.
没有死了。
He didn't die.
但是就这样子倒下去了。
But he fell.
所以
he fell down.
这个教会的工作，我们有时候，真的，有时候你有心，有心要做什么，我们也要谦卑的等待。
So even if we do have the heart to do something, we have to wait with humility.
教会的事情都可以大家彼此商量啦。
Because the things of the church, we should all talk.
教会最渴慕的、最希望有的就是有更多的弟兄姐妹一起来工作哦。
What the church desires is that more brothers and sisters come together and work.
但是这个职分的东西不要自己争取。
But we do not fight for stewardship.
你看，亚撒龙想要自己当王。
Like how Absalom wanted to be king for himself.
到最后的结果大家都知道啊。
But we know the ending.
那个他自己也没有，亚撒龙这一辈子肯定没有想到他是那样被杀死的。
Absalom would have never imagined that he would die in that way.
他最以为自傲的地方就是他的头发。
What he pride himself most over is his hair.
一年才剪一次。
And he only cuts it once a year.
那不晓得有多长哦。
So we don't know how long it was.
你们当中有没有人看过一年没有剪头发到底有多长？来。我们这边有 Jeff 一年没有剪头发会有多长？
So how, if you don't cut your hair in one year, how long would it be?
12公分而已啊，12公分多长？这么长，12公分。
So it'll be 12 inches.
一年没有剪头发。
So if you don't cut your hair in a year, that's how long it will be.
那个亚撒龙头发就被树枝缠住了。
So Absalom's hair was caught by the trees.
我不晓得我的手有多长。那个我猜了，这是我每次读到这我就猜，那个树枝哦，一定是他手摸不到的地方，他头发就这样吊着。
So you can imagine that the branch is higher than the length of his arm.
如果因为你知道那个古代的人会打仗，都好像现在运动家，如果那个手可以够到那树枝他可以像猴子一翻就翻上去了嘛。
Because if he
荡荡荡然后就翻上去，对不对？
Because when if he was stuck and he could reach it with his hand, then he would probably pull himself up.
那大概就可以找到什么东西，然后自己就把自己处理好。他就是那个头发一定长到长到勾到树枝，他手都没有办法做什么。
So his hair was probably so long that he could not reach it by his hand.
所以他就荡在这个空中，他什么地方都摸不到了。
So he was hanging in the air, and he could not reach for anything.
真的在那个地方，我们中国话说叫天天不应，叫地地不灵。
So in Chinese, is that even we ask the heaven or the earth to help, then no one can help you.
那到最后，耶押的人来就把他给杀了。
Then later, the man of Joab came to kill him.
他为了要当王，想要杀他老，像他老爸，你看。
In order for him to become king, he wanted to kill his father.
为了要当王，跟他老爸睡的太太睡觉，你看四个太太睡觉。
In order for him to become king, he slept with his father's concubine.
这是乱伦啊！就是为了要当王，就是要告诉全国人，我跟我老爸是一割两断的啦，绝对是。有他就没有我了。
And that is to tell the whole nation that he had nothing to do with his father.
即使这样争，神不愿意。你怎么争，你都没有想到，你竟然会这样死掉啊！
And even if he fights for it, if it's not God's will, then he will die.
所以职分没有一个是可以那个 position 啊，王或是尊贵的职，没有一个是可以自己取的。
So no one can fight.
在神的国度里面啊。
So in God's kingdom, you cannot fight for God's position or stewardship.
我明天再继续来。
So let's continue share tomorrow.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's